The next person we will hear from is Ms. Nina Maraca, who is a board member of the National Association of the Blind, National Association of Blind Students, which is a proud division of the National Federation of the Blind. And I want her to tell us all about what our students have been doing and followed. Juliet Walker, if you could please be ready to give your presentation. So, Nina?
Thank you so much. Good morning, fellow Federationists. I'm so excited to be here this morning. I, of course, wish that we were in person because the only experience, admittedly, I have with Illinois is O'Hare Airport, and y'all know what a nightmare that is. But I'm so excited to be getting to spend the weekend with you all. We had so many good events yesterday, from our trivia to our lovely diversity discussions. So I can't wait to finish out this weekend strong over the next couple days. So as your lovely president said, my name is Nina. I am a board member for the National Association of Blind Students, as well as the president of the New York Association of Blind Students. I am from the great state of New York. I am currently finishing up my undergrad degree. I study psychology and criminal justice for family and juveniles. So a lot going on there. I first got involved with NABS around 3 years ago when I went to my first state convention. It was a lot like this. There was a ton of energy, a lot of good people, a lot of good presentations. And I was then a national scholarship winner. So I was lucky enough to get a lot of good mentorship. And I was lucky enough this past July to be elected to the NABS Board of Directors. So I want to take a few minutes today to tell you all a little bit about what we do. I know that your theme is involving being fearless in these uncertain times. And so I wanted to kind of base my speech around that a little bit. So whether we admit it or not, I know personally I'm really stubborn. Students, and especially blind students everywhere, have a lot of fears. So there are fears of not measuring up to sighted peers. There are fears of inaccessibility. There are fears of not being able to accomplish the career goals that we want because of inaccessibility, landing jobs. There's just a lot that goes on for our students. And the way I think of NABS is that I have seen so many students be transformed from fearful individuals to fearless leaders. It doesn't matter how involved they are. It doesn't matter what they are doing within our organization, but that is the power of our organization as a whole, and that is the power of the National Association of Blind Students. So our committees have been very, very hard at work. Two accomplishments that we've been celebrating as of late is the launch of our brand new student blog entitled The Student Slate. So previously we uploaded all of our students' blog posts and stories to our website, but we recently launched a brand new WordPress blog called The Student Slate, and now we have one home for all of our student stories and pieces that we publish every month. We are also coming to the close of our first complete year of the NABS Now podcast. So just as the NFB as a whole has a podcast, the National Association of Blind Students decided to start a podcast, and we launched this past January. So we have episodes on everything from legislative advocacy to finding jobs and internships to accessible fitness. We have a lot of things going on there as well, and we've gotten incredible feedback. So I encourage you all to check it out or become involved in either of those initiatives if you are interested. One of our things that just came out that I'm super excited to talk to you guys about is we are actually hosting a virtual at-large seminar. So we are doing a seminar focused all on public speaking. We all know how important that skill is for our students, and we wanted a place where they could learn and grow and have some fun while trying to learn public speaking alongside their peers. So this seminar is called Speaking Up and Branching Out, and it will be the weekend of January 9th and 10th. I will forward the registration link to the appropriate people so it can get distributed out to your students. But registration is now open as of a few days ago. So we want students from all states, and we really encourage you guys to send your students to this virtual seminar. Obviously, in these uncertain times, we are incorporating virtual learning in a variety of shapes and forms. We, as the NABS board, encourage your students to reach out with any virtual learning barriers they may have. We do on our website house some quick start guides for some very popular classroom platforms such as Blackboard and Google Classroom for Windows and some for Mac as well. So we encourage you to utilize those, but we also want to hear about the not so good parts of virtual learning. You can feel free to reach out to any of us, but Trisha Colcarney, our NABS president, her email is nabs.president@gmail.com. Like I said, you can reach out to anyone on the board about this, but we are working really hard to eliminate these barriers, not only on an individual level, but on a systemic level as well, because we want our students to succeed even in a virtual environment. Our lovely national rep, Pam, mentioned this, but I had it written down in my notes as well. Our national scholarship program will be opening very, very, very shortly. We are encouraging all of our students to apply. I know personally, I applied and won a scholarship in 2019 when we were in Las Vegas. I personally did not think there was any chance I would be picked among the 30 winners throughout the entire country, but I was, and it was one of the most amazing experiences. I had a ton of really great mentorship matched to my career goals. And so I highly encourage everyone to apply and to take advantage of this opportunity. So there's so much I could say. We have so many initiatives going on. We always are doing a ton of work with our students, but I wanted to just give you all a brief overview of what we do. I'm very excited to get to talk to some of our students individually later on today. But since the theme of our convention in Illinois this year deals with being fearless, I just want to leave you with a quote that'll hopefully kind of spark something in your mind. So Nelson Mandela once said, "I have learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The great man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." And that has always been one of my favorite quotes. I actually remember putting that on some of my admissions essays for college. So I just wanted to leave you with that little bit. But I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so excited to continue networking with you all. And thank you guys for having me.
All right, Nina, thank you very much for that report. We're always interested to know what's going on in the student division. These are all future leaders of the National Federation of the Blind.